Nigerian prince. Did you hear about this? Rented out an entire New York City restaurant for his first date with his now wife, who had no idea he was a royal.
Oh, I love that.
This is a movie. This,
yeah,
this
it really is.
Coming
I mean, there's been a lot
America.
Of movies just like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Prince of Nigeria rented out an entire restaurant, filled it with rose petals for the first date with his now wife, Princess Kesha. Apparently, she had no idea he was a prince. She found out 2 years later when she met his mom. And now they've been together for 14 years.
But she knew he had money. When you walk into a first date and the guy's rented the restaurant and there's flowers everywhere, you're like, this guy's not poor.
Right. Well, he's the Prince of Nigeria. You know how much money he owes me?
<That's right>. He's that Nigerian prince. He's that one.
He's that one. He owes me at least $15 million.
So that's where all that money came from for those flowers.
Exactly. So but when I read this, I'm like, this is Coming to America in New York. And she had no idea. But yeah, when you walk into a restaurant and it's empty and there's roses everywhere, you go, wait a minute. What do you do for a living? You're not a goat herder.
No, I doubt he said that.
Well, that's what they said in Coming to America.
I know. But I wonder what he told her he did for a living. Probably like hedge fund or something that would make sense that he would have some money.
You have a bunch of money when you can rent out a whole restaurant in New York.
In New York City. Yeah, for sure.
You're not a hedge fund guy. You're a little bit more than that.
No. Hedge fund guys do that stuff all the time.
Mm.
That's like a typical hedge fund move, in fact. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's how he knows that she fell in love with him for real, that she didn't fall in love with him. But here's the thing. 14 years ago, we still had Google. So how do you not meet a guy and Google him immediately?
Wouldn't you do that if you're in the dating scene now?
I did that. Are you kidding? I've Googled everybody I've ever been with.
So since the invention of Google.
Yeah.
So you would Google him, know everything about him before he picked you up.
Are you kidding? Before I got married, so I was at a party where I met my ex-husband and I liked him immediately. Like, we had a major connection that first night. But the next morning I got right on Google and I was like, who is this? And he had a website. And it linked to his father. I knew everything. By the time we went on a second date, I knew everything about this guy.
But it could have been a different guy because he's got a name that's a lot of people's names.
No, his picture was on there.
Oh.
Yeah. It was his website. So it had his picture too. It wasn't like I just Googled him and read articles.
Because you would be like, I didn't know he played football for the Cowboys. Wow. He doesn't look like a football Cowboy player.
Yeah.
Because there's somebody on the Cowboys named Sean Lee.
Yeah. But that is kind of romantic. I think the fact that it's a nice surprise. Like, you fall in love with somebody and the bonus is you find out they're a real prince. But I think, but Nigerian prince is hilarious because that almost seems like it seems like it's a prank.
Yeah. You know how many times you've emailed me? Yeah. So when she got on Google, she typed in Nigerian prince. And
that's true. And every meme came up.
Right. So she's like, well, this guy can't be a prince. He's got to be a hedge fund guy.
Right. I'm dating a meme? No, it doesn't make sense.
I knew that email address.
Wow.
Knew it. Yeah.
So how come the story's coming out 14 years later?
I have no idea. Slow news day.
Oh, okay. I should decide to tell the story. Well, okay. Talking about slow news days, did you see the audio I sent you? Sorry, my window is wide open. So you're going to be hearing like all the traffic.
What's going on out there?
In New York. Just, you know, it's your usual New York City
traffic.
Traffic and drive time.
So a pilot got caught on
hot mic.
Okay. So what? He was like, we're cruising over.
Oh, no.
Look over to your left. And then
he didn't turn
the mic off.
That's not what happened. So yeah, it wasn't a hot mic. So it wasn't that he was talking on, you know, out to everybody on the plane. He wasn't going, and if you look to your left, you're going to see. We're coming in for a landing. No, it wasn't that kind. He's not talking to the people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to air traffic control.
Okay.
And I guess he was going from, he was flying around California, and he was coming from, I guess, San Diego. And at this point, he's flying over San Francisco, and he didn't realize the mic was on, and they record all that stuff. So it was recorded. So now initially it was, the recording came out and nobody knew, like, is this an actual, is this real? So yes, it's real. And from what the articles are saying, it was a Southwest flight. It was a pilot on Southwest. And this is them flying over San Francisco. Here's what the guy says.
21.3 is ready to go. Yeah, God, liberal, throw like 8 guns out here somewhere. That's it. Weirdos. Probably driving around in that Hyundai's with lower and go slow as
And last calling on tower, that's 124.0, hot mic.
If you don't have balls unless you're going cold, man.
Unless you're rolling coal.
What's he got against Hyundai, by the way?
Damn it.
Well, he drives a diesel. That's why he said rolling coal.
No, I know, but is Hyundai a liberal car?
No.
Yeah, so he thought that he wasn't, he thought that he was just having a conversation with the other, with the co-pilot.
Tower and a 30 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 30 right, Southwest 531.
So now he figures out that people are listening.
Yep.
He snaps up real quick.
Yep. Suddenly gets very professional very quickly. I love that he's flying over San Francisco and he's like, F those libertards.
Look at how Hyundais. I bet they have Priuses. Drive trucks. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's shocking. It's like, but I mean, look, I think I believe that there's people out there that have these sorts of private conversations with each other on both sides. You know, liberals probably talk about Republicans, and obviously,
but not with a mic strapped to your head.
Well, that's the thing. I think you got to be cautious about where you say those kinds of things. But here's the thing. So now, so he flies for Southwest. So when he lands in San Francisco, I don't know. Is this the kind of, so let me ask you, should he be fired? Should he be reprimanded? Is it the kind of thing where, I mean, could he still do his job? I mean, I know people get very offended now and they want everybody canceled and everybody fired. I understand right. that. I'm for free speech. I don't agree with anything he said. I think it's sort of borders on hate speech, but if that's how he feels, now we know. Now we know who he is.
I think it's different if you say that stuff and you work at a regular job mm-hmm. and you say that stuff in the warehouse. But when you're flying a plane, that falls into FAA territory, and okay. they don't put up with anything. I mean, it's okay. like the FCC. They're the FCC on steroids.
Right.
So they'll pull your license for anything. So,
okay,
yeah,
so this is not about free speech, because this wasn't free speech. This was him on FAA air.
Yeah, he did that with the mic open. He's fired. He ain't never flying again.
Well, even though, are you stupid enough to not know when your mic is open or not? That's the other thing. Yeah. You don't know how the mic works? If you don't know how the mic works, I'm a little nervous about you landing. You know, up there flying is easy. It's the landing and the taking off. That's the hard stuff.